What is up, crew? Happy Monday to everybody. Hopefully you made it through the weekend well. Columbus Day. Not just a regular Monday. Columbus Day. Now, why we celebrate? Well, I know why we celebrate Columbus Day, I guess, which I've always thought was kind of weird. But, yeah, and then why is it a federal holiday? What's it really have to do with the United States and I don't know, but yeah, that's always kind of weird. It's like, well, he sailed across the ocean and he found the Caribbean islands. Okay, big whoop. So did a bunch of other people. But I guess because he had the Spanish crown behind him, well, you know, it's more important, right? I guess back then, I guess you could consider the Spanish crown the federal government, and so they all had to stick together, maybe. I don't know, weird stuff, but either way, it's Columbus Day, so thanks for clothes. Couldn't get any mail. I mean, couldn't really get anything done today, but then again, when you're dealing with the government, you really can't get anything done. Anyway, so it's all good, right? We are live here on the YouTubes. We're simulcast over on Gun Channels. Looks like Al, Mr. White, Wizard, hanging out over there. Let me drop the link over here on the Gun Channel side from the Gun Channel side, I should say, over here to the YouTubuses. So there you go. Geek Gregory says, no mail, no bills. Yes, that is true, sir. There's always a silver lining. So, yeah, wonderful. Yeah, I was having some trouble with my internet here, and actually I thought it was YouTube at first. Appears to be the internet, and actually I'm still having a little bit of trouble, so I'm gonna refresh the chat here on the YouTube side. Now if you're on the Gun Channel side, what I'm waiting on YouTube to come back up, just remember use that chat down in the bottom right hand corner rather than the chat box under the video. Seems to work a little bit better. So Al over there says, check your Gun Channel message. I am on the Gun Channels and I see no message, sir. So yeah, I don't see anything, but I'm there. I got it up. Let's scroll up. We'll run through the room real quick. The guitar man Pete out there, Buck, aka Grandpa Stanley, in the house. Scott, he looked like he was here a little early, but Scott's out there as well. Yeah, that's about the time I was having problems, so who knows. 1% Rich White is out there. The Gizzard Gary, Trauma Jock in the house. Meredith Mayhem, been a little while, I think, since I've seen Double M out there in the house. That guy's wife is here as well. The Kingpin, Seven Wonders out there. Yeah, Smeggy there. Keith Gregory, obviously. Sarge RL is out there. Georgia Trucker. Maybe several others. They had a, it was a good conversation earlier. Before I get to that and talk about it, I'll just throw it out there for those that may not be familiar. This is MOA Monday. So this is, you guys throw stuff out in the chat, send a message. If I bring my email up here, you could also email me. live@clovertac.com. Let me throw that out there in the chats. Because it's hard for a redneck to type and talk at the same time. I'm sure a few of you sympathize with that plight. But yeah, live@clovertac.com. That could work too. And then, yeah, the Gun Channel side here on the YouTube side. So throw it out there. If there's some topics or questions or something like that. There was one time to get us started here. They were talking about early on, and they were talking about clay pigeons, sporting clays. There's 8,000 clay birds, all kinds of terminology for that. I don't remember if it was Grandpa Stanley. I think it was Grandpa Stanley out there. I think it was Mr. Buck said that he picked up a couple boxes at the Wally World at the Walmart for $5.95 for a 90 count. Yeah, that's that's just about their everyday low price, their rollback now for the 90 count. You see, and they're not too terribly more expensive other places, like Academy or something like that, for example. But I was in Academy, and Academy's is like 160 count or maybe 180 count. There's quite a bit more. And they're just under $10, I want to say, a case for those. But he said he just hung them in the trees in the woods, walked around and blasted them. And on that note, yes, that is fun. There are hangers you can buy for those that you can hang them onto your target backs or whatever. There's little holders that you can put in the ground, and you know, whether you're shooting rifle, pistol, shotgun, whatever. Definitely a ton of fun. Biodegradable is best, and it seems like those, if I remember correctly, the last time that we had bought any, that those were the White Flyer, I think, brand, and they are biodegradable, which is nice, but they still kind of look nasty and make a mess, so depending on where you're at. Now, if you're out in the woods, it's going to get covered. Foliage is going to fall off the trees and everything else and cover them, and they'll kind of degrade probably before you ever seen them. And you can also walk over there and kind of step on the larger pieces and crush them up smaller. So that's what I do a lot of times. But point I was going to make with those is, if you can go to some place, particularly, it's hard to get metal coat hangers anymore, at least it is around here, but if you can get metal coat hangers, then you know, maybe a secondhand store, maybe like a Salvation Army, you know, if they've got a bunch of people that donated clothes, maybe if you just know older people, you know, they may have some metal coat hangers, but a Goodwill, something like that, could possibly have them. But you could take those coat hangers and actually make little hooks that hold the clays, and then you can stick them in the ground, right? Now, if you're doing it in the woods, you need to be really careful, because you'll shoot them and then they could fly out or fall over or do whatever. So what I like to do is take like some surveying tape, which is plastic or whatever, ribbon, right? You can do that and tie around them, you know, nice bright color. That way, if they do fall over or if they're up in some brush or something like that, you can find them once you shot that clay. But yeah, very fun doing that sort of thing. So let's scroll through here now, see if we've got anything else going on in the house tonight. One 1% out there, he says, when he was a kid, he only cared about Columbus Day because you didn't have school. That's right. Absolutely. Anybody remember the three ships Columbus had? Everybody remembers that, sure. Surely. Everybody remembers that. Now, potentially not, depending on your generation. I don't know if they teach a lot of that mess in school anymore. And the trauma jock out there said he's pumped about this alleged cold front that's headed our way. Yeah, I hear. I wish it would push some of the rain that's to the west. It would kind of push it on over. But yeah, they were saying, next week or something? By next week, late this week, I think early next week is when it's supposed to move through. Highs being in about the 70s or something like that. So could be really awesome. Big Racer, I see, jumped in out there. Al, of course, has jumped in on this side. Hello, hello. And Al is still saying, check your DMs. Dude, I am all about my DMs. It didn't give me a notification for it. That's nice. I had to click your name. So my apologies on that. That's weird. Usually it pops up. He says, long question for the Q&A and a late start, so I ask here. I'm exploring ideas for a firearm or 2A Android app. What would folks like to see? What would it look like? What would it do? Wow, that's a good question. That's a very good question. So I guess if anybody has any ideas that they would like to see, definitely throw them in the chat there. Maybe talk about that. Could even talk about that maybe on the nerd chat. We could devote a little bit of time to that, get a panel going. That kind of could be cool. Here's the problem, though. I don't know how heavy you are into tech and the apps and the stuff like that, but you run into issues with the App Store. So both app stores, actually, the Google and the iTunes, they do have firearm policies, and depending on who's approving or denying or messing with your apps. The one I've got for my social media thing, for example, and the Google, I've never had a problem. Apple went through two or three different upgrades, whatever, and it was fine. And then all of a sudden, oh no, it's against policy. And I had to work with them. I had to shut about half the platform down, had to change some of the banners and some of the other stuff. Resubmit it, and bam, it was fine, right? And then I've had to do that every single time that I've had to upgrade the app. It's like the same person wants to approve it or disapprove it or whatever. And so that's kind of a pain. But as far as, it's an interesting idea, because there's apps out there where you can get like pictures or like backgrounds, right? And then there's one for you know, they make noises, and there's ones where you can, I guess for the range, to do your windage and elevation adjustments and things like that, ballistics, I should say, ballistics and trajectory and all of that good stuff. And then there's some reloading apps out there. There's some shot timer apps. There's some apps where you record your targets. There's apps where you inventory your firearms or some stuff like that. I know there's some apps as far as hunting regulations and things like that. But as far as anything Second Amendment related specifically, the NRA, GOA, I don't know if the GOA's got one or not, now that I said that. But I know the NRA's got several different apps. And one of them is just legislative update crap. And then they've got but they do have some informational stuff. The NRA ILA is our issue. It's not necessarily the other arms. And there are a couple, like I said, of other NRA apps that's pretty good. But they're not really focused on the Second Amendment. It's more of the enthusiast sporting and use, I guess, side of things. So yeah, definitely a cool idea. And if anybody wants to throw stuff out there, well, we will discuss it. John Brown Productions jumping out there with us. Unknown user in the house. Mr. Grimm is with us as well. And if I miss you, just let me know. June Davis is out there. Mike Sykes with us as well. Seven Wonders says, thanks for answering my question last night on my video. Wow. I feel kind of bad that I don't remember exactly what question it was. I think Seven Wonders was asking. I think you were asking. Yeah, it was the one on the color fill, I think, what that was. Yeah, no problem. I usually get to those pretty quick. The problem with, and I've complained, in fact, I complained to Team YouTube at Twitter today about the reversed mirror image on the live streams with the mobile app. I don't know. I mean, I got the typical, submit a suggestion thing, type response. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people complaining, and it used to not be that way. So I think it was maybe an oversight somehow. Hopefully they get that fixed. But Where was I going with that? Man, I lost my mind. No, about the about answering comments. The thing about answering comments is it's difficult because just like you guys don't always get the notifications, I don't always get notifications. So where I normally go to answer comments is a couple times a day, something like that. I'll go into my creator studio and I'll bring up comments. The thing is, they don't organize those. They need to organize those in a most recent manner, meaning if you go today and you comment on a video from 3 years ago, it jumps back up at the top so that I know that, hey, there's a new comment on this, right? It would make it easier to do that. And then what would be even more cool would be a system to where, you know, as you're scrolling down, maybe they have some kind of a red or green dot or something beside them that changes when there's ones that don't have at least a thumbs up or thumbs down, or rather, a heart or a comment, right? Some type of a reply engagement, if it's unanswered engagements. But I don't really see them doing that. And here's the reason why. I don't want to say I'm the exception rather than the rule, because most of us out here that are smaller people, we're pretty quick to engage. I mean, we like the conversation. We want your feedback. We want to talk about things. And we have time, quite honestly. The big ones, like, you know, whoever it might be, you know, Hickok, even to an extent, Yankee or Matt or Hank or Tim or whatever, they may answer stuff for a little while, but they're certainly not going to be able to answer every comment on every video and after a particular time frame for sure. So within the, like, you know, the first maybe hour that the video's up, you know, a lot of channels do pretty good at answering stuff then, and then it's done. Now, Mayhem out there says, anyone think Trump will deregulate guns, roll back or rewrite NFA, et cetera? I don't think Trump will. It's not really within his powers to do so. That's going to be more a congressional thing. And I don't think he's going to be, you know, he could certainly do things through executive action because they've done it for many, many, many years now that could potentially, I don't know, be a stalwart, maybe is the word, right? To something like that. He could, like, you know, like Obama said, he wasn't going to enforce the immigration stuff, right? He could say, hey, we're not, you know, the ATF's not enforcing this. So, you know, falls under the Justice Department, we're just not going to mess with it, you know. They can certainly do that. The problem with the NFA is you get into some manufacturing and some other things that that's not going to necessarily affect. So there's going to be an issue there, I think. And he's certainly not the guy. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. I don't have huge problems with Trump. Outside of, I think he personally deals with things, you know, in a horrible way. But for him, I guess it gets results. I mean, that's probably what he would tell you, right? So, I just don't see him as being the guy that's going to push for Congress to do anything. And right now, especially with the split going on and good Lord, if the Dems gain any ground, that's going to make it less likely. With things going on, what's good is potentially, you know, the next half of this term or even a second term with him, kind of remains to be seen what's going to happen. I mean, it's possible that, with some of the stuff they're going through, they went through over the last few weeks or whatever, maybe they start to rally behind him more, and then maybe somebody whispers in his ear, hey, let's start pushing through, you know, we really need to push through the shush that was out there and the other one, whatever it was, Hearing Protection Act, maybe HPA. So, but I think on his own, I don't think he's just going to up and do anything. So, Rocker, Mr. Ozzy Osbourne is out there. Who, by the way, congrats, is the winner of the 6-inch gong from the Patreon lawn chair pop earlier. So if he is not already aware of that, congrats, Mr. Ozzy. Scrolling through here. Yeah, Mayhem says he keeps repeating he's going to protect the second. Yeah, he's going to protect the second by, but he told the NRA bump stocks are gone. So how's that protecting the second, right? He sort of tells people what he wants to hear. So that's kind of one of the issues with him. Trauma Jock says he better President Mike Lee would. Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, now Ghost makes a great point out there. He says that would be more of a second term legacy type of thing. You know, that's a great point. Especially if he's looking at, you know, he wants that second term, right? And at this point, all indications show that he does. Once he gets that second term, that's a lame duck term. So he can pretty much push and do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to worry about, as far as him, as far as Trump, he doesn't have to worry about backlash that way. It's not going to affect him. He's a freaking billionaire. He'll leave and he'll just go do the things he's always done, right? And probably have better connections than he did before. Not that he didn't have pretty awesome connections before. Now, you know, him just getting all crazy with it because he's a lame duck, that could hurt the Republicans, and that could shift us back over into a, you know, all branches being Democrat type situation. But yeah, it definitely gives him, you know, Obama said it to Putin. I mean, I'll have a little more flexibility in my second term, right? So, you know, play it safe. And then, you know, especially if the economy tends to come around and other things tend to come around. I mean, when you're talking about if he's in the 6-year mark or so, right? Why not? You know, things are looking good. The Republicans have plenty of good stuff they can fall back on. And, you know, demonization because they got rid of the, you know, NFA, or they rolled back some of these firearm regulations, you know, are not, don't carry enough weight, you know, for them to lose elections. And then let them have it, baby. Al out there has got a good point, I guess. He says that most dry cleaners have metal coat hangers, at least the ones around there. Yeah, I would think that now that you mentioned that, I would think that dry cleaners almost would have to, right, with the chemicals and the other stuff. That would sort of make sense. The plastic ones probably wouldn't do too well. So, good one. User out there, Trauma Jock, got several. Talking about the Christopher Columbus boats. Kingpin out there says, what do you call a redneck in the winter? No sunburn. I like that. Meredith Mayhem says, recommend a smallest can for the Walther PPQ. I've got to go look it up. There's so many. I'm not going to go look it up. I'm just going to tell you. Go check out. I'm a big fan. I don't own one. I have shot them. I would own one if the process wasn't a pain in the neck. And actually almost did own one at one time. I was very, very close. I almost, no pun intended, pulled the trigger on it. But go check out Innovative Arms. I can't remember now the model they call that. But they've only got one. Monocore, very, very light, very nice suppressor. And they're great people. They're not this big conglomerate that's kind of stuck up and all of that. I've actually been hunting with the owner, Phil, before. And I can't remember. They're out of one of the Carolinas, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, Innovative Arms, go check them out and see what they have. Somebody, I recommended that to somebody else that had ordered one or bought one, and I don't remember if it was a 22 or not, but I think they were buying an Innovative Arms. RL says, no time in history have we ever gotten rights back. Not going to change now or ever. As long as we have to battle just to keep what we have. Well, we've gotten rights back. But it's, they never come back in the same way. So I don't know that I would agree with the statement that we never get them back. I think we get things back, but I think they're very small things and we don't get them in the same way. They never come back around quite like they was before, I guess, is what I'm saying. So, not sure if I said hey to Zippy, but hey, Zippy. And somebody dropped a super chat. That was Alaska Ballistics. So thank you for that. Just keep up the good work. Hashtag guard every school. Hashtag protect every child. Sign the petition. Yes, I don't argue with that. Definitely. Mr. Gary out there says, did I hear that Google is going to shut down Google Plus? Something about a vulnerability that was just discovered. Yes, I did. I'm not terribly concerned. Google probably should have dumped Google Plus a while back. It's not necessary. They could get rid of it instead of trying to revamp that and breathe new life into it. They are better off, I think. They could utilize YouTube, utilize a few of their other sites, other things they own and assets, and maybe kind of go from there. And Einstein makes my point too. He says, yeah, him and RL didn't even know it was still around. It's like, yeah, it's still around, but it has sort of went the way of MySpace. So, but yeah, Einstein, looks like Rob's out there. What is up? What is up? Let me get through. I'm behind like I normally am. Of course, all of you understand that, but, yeah, a bunch of Google Plus talk. Yeah, Al says it's more than Google Plus was supposed to be the next Facebook. It didn't materialize. Yeah, and it didn't materialize because you're talking about, you know, Facebook was created by a regular dude, okay? You know, and say what you want ideologically and other stuff about Zuckerberg. Same thing when you're dealing with Dorsey with Twitter and all this other stuff, whether it's Instagram, Snapchat, whatever it might be. But it was regular dudes, right? It wasn't big companies and corporations. When big companies and corporations, they tend to do okay, at least for a little while, when they come in and they buy out smaller companies. But eventually they run them into the ground. And it's because, you know, things just don't work the same. It's exactly like I was talking about earlier with what we do here on this channel. And then compare that to Hickok. You know, you don't get the same engagement factor across the board. You just don't. You don't get, whether it's your time for your, you know, compensation for your super chat, your patronage or whatever on Patreon, or even just compensation for your time hanging out here and watching, right? You just don't get nearly as much there. Don't get, you know, replies to your comments and all that good kind of stuff, shout outs and what have you. On the other hand, look at the scale, right? So when big companies try to buy out or take over small companies, I think that's a part of the business model. It's just something that's going to happen. Drive-By Collective said, just here to push his book. Here's voices in his head. That's okay. Dakota. Hey, Dakota out there. How are you? I don't think I shouted him out earlier. I got to jump over to the Gun Channel side. And it's pretty quiet by my chat over there, so not a problem. We'll come back to the YouTubuses here. See what we got. Guitar Man Pete says, yeah, we've got to pressure Congress. Yes, we do. President's got to have a president willing to sign it. And I think Trump would be if the if the Congress would just pass it. And I think that's what frustrates him about a lot of stuff. And I think that's why he mouths a lot too, is, you know, for years, I mean, gridlock in Congress is nothing new. And he's like, look, basically, here's what I want to do. Get the legislation done, you know, and let me sign it, you know. And then Congress wants to fight and squabble and block and filibuster on every little aspect of the legislation, and then it never gets done. Yeah, Meredith says, saying, but he hasn't, yeah, got Meredith and Pete out there going back and forth. But yes, Trump did say on the bump stocks, he said, I've already told the NRA, you know, bump stocks are gone, and that's happening in a week or two or three, or 2 or 3 weeks or something, he said, right? Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing with that. And this is what, he could say whatever he wants. He said a lot of stuff. I mean, go back, look at Trump's tweets. Trump has said a lot of stuff, right? So did he say that to potentially just win some points with election? And he said 2 or 3 weeks. We're talking about it's roughly mid-October now. So 2 or 3 weeks puts us like the end of October. Is it unreasonable to think that, you know, he pushes it through elections? We don't have a blue wave, and he conveniently forgets about the whole thing again for a little while. Is that possible? Sure, it's possible. It's also possible that he plays some little games with it. And I don't mean he. Trump doesn't understand the ATF and the regulation and the wording, okay? But we're dealing with definitions and whatnot with the ATF. So if the ATF just sort of reverses their rulings that it's okay, then after the election, maybe after the first of the year, right? Guess what? They turn around and they flip it back again because they've already done that. But they've already ruled on them, what, 2 or 3 times now? So they just reverse it and they go, you know what? We reversed it and it didn't really change anything. And we knew that when we was first supporting the idea of having them in the first place. So, yeah, we're going to reverse our reversal. You know? And then what are they going to do? John 12 Gauge jumping in out there. Tripod Tactical in the house, too. JJ is out there. What is up? What is up? That's bad. I am just now down to Alaskan Ballistic Super Chat, by the way. Thank you again for that. He's talking about Pete says he didn't have $25, $1,000 for a gun to you. Well, that's not going to change. You're not going to be able to go out and get a pre-86, whatever it is, at some discounted huge price. I don't see that happening because the collector market for that's done. There hadn't been any built. The collector market still exists. So that's still going to be a pre-86. I mean, they may come down a little, but don't think for a second that, you know, it's still going to be a boutique market, I think, regardless. And we're talking two different aspects. When we start talking NFA, we got to ask ourselves, are we talking 86 stuff, or are we talking 34 stuff, or are we talking 38 stuff, or are we talking 68 stuff, you know, legislation? What part of the NFA are we talking about, right? If you're talking about SBRs, SBSs, that's some arbitrary stuff. It's who comes up with those measurements, and why do you settle on those measurements, and why is that considered as any kind of a litmus test, a benchmark, or a standard, right? So, yeah. Anyway, then you've got suppressors, and that's just silly because that's the suppressor thing is the same as the bump stock argument. That's just an accessory, but unlike the bump stock, it actually has a purpose, you know, to save your hearing. Imagine that, right? Yeah, Dakota said, why would the price go down if the demand goes up? The demand's not going to go up, I don't think, not on pre-86 stuff, and that's the point. You know, you could go out, sure, you could form one your own, you know, machine gun or whatever, okay? They've gotten pulled, we reversed that, you can manufacture now. You know, okay, you can get a 2019 model, or you can form one and make your own. That's still not a pre-86. So, you know, there's still some intrinsic value there. Personally, I mean, I battle that idea because I did look at I don't remember what it was before, but could have got it for like $5,000, and then it was, you know, obviously another 200 on top of that. But, and I don't even remember. It was like the Mac 9 or the Mac 10, and it may be like a Mac 11 or something, but it was the little 380. And I mean, it was fun and all, but I'm thinking, you know, you dump that magazine in literally like 2 seconds, you know, and I remember how many rounds it is, 380, which ain't exactly cheap. And I'm like, you know, am I really going to enjoy that? Is that really going to be something that's worth, you know, spending that kind of money for it? You know, now on the other hand, if I spent $500, would it be okay to, you know, instead of 5,000, would it be okay to maybe pull out once a year, you know, and just run a couple mags through it, you know, dump $50 worth of ammo through it once a year? Yeah, maybe. Am I at all getting caught up? I don't know. That is a good, very good question, but that's okay. Yeah, Kingpin out there says, plus you have to accept a search of your property anytime by the feds. That's a yes and no, Kingpin, on that. Now, I don't know how you say feds. I don't know how that goes from state to state. Different states deal with NFA stuff differently, of course. But with NFA stuff that I've got and the NFA stuff of people I know, that it's not that they have free reign just to tear your house and home and property apart. That's not what it is. If they come in and they want to see them, and you've got 3 suppressors, a machine gun, and 2 SBRs, and you, like, you know, get them, you know, come on in, gentlemen, sit down. You go in the back, you get them out, you lay them down on the coffee table. Here's your NFA paperwork. Lay it down on the coffee table. They say, thank you for your time, appreciate it. Shake your hand, and they leave. And that doesn't happen very often, not with, like I said, I know one guy out of literally dozens and dozens that have NFA items. I know one guy that had something, and he was a single dude, and he had baby mamas and those issues, right? So I'm not real sure somebody didn't report him for something and they decided to come out, but literally, I mean, that's all it was. It was like, just show us. We just want to see them. We just want to make sure they're in your, they want to make sure that they're in your possession because they're supposed to be, right? Yeah, Guitar Man Pete that says post 86 is strictly law enforcement, military, or sample, dealer sample. Like, you know, because the dealer is going to sell to, let's say, law enforcement or military, so they need a demo, right? So it'd be a demo sample. And that can be transferred amongst other manufacturers or whatever. So there's no problem with that, but it can't go to individual. Gunpowder and TD3, aka Tardot, out there. What is up, my fine peeps? He says, change my name and now I'm forgotten. You're not forgotten. I'm just that far behind in the chat. I usually am on Mondays. So it's hard when you're here by yourself and then you start going down rabbit holes and all that good kind of stuff. You tend to get behind. So I would say, hey, if you're in that big of a hurry, throw a super chat in there. What's 99 cents? But, yeah, you're giving like 60% to YouTube or something. So, you know, I don't necessarily advocate that. Mayhem out there said he was visited by the ATF, FBI, and the sheriff a few weeks ago. Really? So that's interesting. Alaskan Ballistic says, what's the best optic for 4570 for quick acquisition of target? An EOTech? Wow, on a 4570? That's a good one. Iron sights? I say that being funny. I don't know that I would ever put anything else on a 4570. Yeah, quick acquisition is going to be, unless you're going iron sights, I mean, it's going to pretty much have to be a red dot. And I don't have a whole lot of experience with EOTech. I've never been a fan. And I know they're one of the most popular ones out there. So I tend to fall back to Trigicon and the ACOG. And, you know, you're spending a lot of money. Now, I will say this, with the pressure created, recoil factor, other things at play with a 4570, I wouldn't scrimp out on it. That's for sure. It would be interesting to see if you could throw something on it like a Burris or a Vortex or some of the other cheaper brand stuff that's out there and see if it would hold up. Al out there getting back into our wonderful government. He says there was a time not so long ago when Congress didn't do the partisan obstruction thing. It was more cooperative and bipartisan. Yeah, I mean, that's where you get, I mean, look at the 80s, right? In the 80s, you had what they called the Reagan Democrats, right? Basically. But then in the 80s, that gave us FOPAL. It gave us 1986, too. So, and some other stuff. But, you know, it's one of them things that you're not going to get it all. You know, the way that, and that's what the left wants, okay? So anytime you get frustrated because things are not perfect and we don't have, you know, zero regulation across the board on everything, you know, sit down, chill out. I recommend you pack a bowl and smoke a pipe, relax, and just think about it for a minute, okay? The left wants that. They want this unachievable utopia, right? And the far right, a lot of times, preaches, promises, and wants the same thing. When we've got the freedom of choices and individuality and the, you know, you talk about all the background diversity in this country, not just racial diversity, right? But background diversity too. And all these different people and all these different ways of thinking. And we're all here together. You know, our common goal needs to be, you know, freedom and liberty and prosperity, you know, those all need to be, of course, cornerstones. But then one person's idea of that is not going to be the same as the other. So you get into, it's sort of like the whole denominational argument with Christianity or even the religious argument in general, right? Because you've got people are just going to see things and believe things this, a certain way. So, you know, if the economy's good, the military is strong. If you've got positive after positive after positive after positive after positive, and then somewhere mixed in, including maybe some pro-farm legislation, right? And then somewhere mixed in there, there's one or two. There's a bad trade deal maybe over here. There's a bad, something kind of weird or goofy or bad with NATO or something maybe over here. And then there's maybe a little bitty gun regulation thing or something here. You know, let's look big picture at things. know what I mean? We've got to be vigilant. We got to pay attention. But, you know, I don't know how many of you out there were paying attention to the 8 years we were under Obama. But Obama was demonized from before he ever got elected, that he was going to bring down the country, the world was going to end, that blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Guess what? We survived that. And we survived that with little to no federal regulation on firearms, for sure. This healthcare thing is a freaking nightmare for the vast majority of hardworking people, I think. But, and then there's some other things too. There's some immigration stuff that was horrible. There's some trade policy that was horrible. There's some, obviously some, defense stuff that's horrible. But you know, all in all, we survived. It wasn't the end of the world. So let's G Web says this, quite often, you know, let's recognize the small victories. I've talked about this before when, there was some stuff going on here in Texas and they were like, well, we didn't get this and we didn't get that and we didn't get this and we didn't get it. And I'm like, oh, well, hold on a minute. You know, we did get certain things, you know, passed. And then if you look, we defeated a whole bunch of things. So a lot of times we're not looking at the flurry of stuff that was defeated. We're griping about what didn't get passed. And it's like, okay, well, there was 5 pro-firearm bills up, and there was 20, because they do that. It's shocking all. There was 5 pro-firearm bills up, and then there was 20 anti-firearm bills up. Well, we can defeat all 20 of the anti-firearm bills. And then if we only get one of the pro-gun bills passed, we're mad because we only got one pro-gun. I get it. I get it. I get it. I get how we're upset because we only got 1 out of 5 passed. But big picture, we stopped 20 anti-bills. So, you know, just work on broadening that thought a little bit. You don't have to change your philosophy or what you believe or anything else. Just broaden the thought. Now, if broadening your thought leads to that, more power to you, right? I don't know that I'm going to get caught up in this chat. Good gravy. So, scroll down through here. Kingpin asks, what are my thoughts on the Beretta APX in 9mm? I am not outside of the 92. I'm not a big Beretta guy. I have not played with the APX. So I would probably make unfair assumptions at this point. Sarge out there, he says the stamp isn't that much compared to, Sarge makes a good point in a way. Okay, so don't jump on him out there just yet, because we did the math on that, and you know, if they ever adjust for inflation, that stamp goes from $200 to I think over 3,000, right? 3,300 or something. So Sam jumping in out there. What's up, Sam? 1% says he's fired full auto. He doesn't want one. He can't afford the ammo. That's me. Don't get me wrong. If I had like big old money or lottery money or something, I mean, I would buy some. It would be more an investment type thing. But it's not going to be anything I'm going to go out and shoot on a daily basis. Heck, I shoot nearly every day, and I'm certainly not going to shoot something like that every day. You know, first of all, wear and tear, you know, well, take that back. First of all, like others have said out there, cost of ammo, but second is wear and tear, you know, it's that simple. They're talking about rate of fire limits on ranges. Yeah, some do not allow full auto. Some don't allow up to certain calibers. Mr. Tim Allen jumping in out there. You said he would personally be happy if Silencer were removed from the NFA list. I don't think that's too much to ask. Yeah, and I think that's, you know, the paradigm shifted, unfortunately. That was fixing to go through, I think. I really think it was, because there was some bipartisan support on that. And then Vegas happened, and then here we go. So, you know, I got to throw this question out there, and I'm behind in the chat. I hate to throw another question out there while I'm ranting and raving and all that, because we don't got about 10 minutes left. But are you willing for the ATF not to rewrite anything, not for, you know what I'm saying, not for necessarily for them to change any definitions or anything else? Are you willing for the ATF to reverse, to simply reverse its decision on bump stocks in order to get Silencers off the NFA? Is that something that would be acceptable? And if not, then are you thinking about it in terms of what getting Silencers off the NFA could mean? Because you just got something off a list that had been on there for nearly 100 years. You know, do you realize the what that could do? You know, so you're trading the reversal of 100-year-old legislation for, well, we can't have this new fad item anymore. And then eventually it could come back around and potentially save the bump stock once it was said and done. Because like I said, you make the case then that, well, wait a minute, you took suppressors off the list. They're not a firearm, right? They're an accessory, and a bump stock's an accessory, you know. So you give up one to gain the other, to then use the other to liberate the one, right? And that's the thought that I'm, when I'm talking about thinking broad and playing that political chess game and thinking about things, you know, sometimes that's the thinking that people are using. Now, I'm not your congressman, I'm not your senator, and I'm certainly not calling and advocating what I just said. I'm just saying food for thought there. Gizzard pimping out the Patreon there and the website and the other stuff. Remember, guys, the website, 10% off everything there in the swag store with the code Tulsa until we leave or get back one or something from Tulsa. So, and then, of course, he threw the Patreon out there. The lawn chair pop from last month, released publicly today. It's on the channel. It's the FEG PA63 Makarov. So, yeah, if you want to check that out, by all means, jump in and check that out. The what did we use today? The Ruger carbine, the 44 mag Ruger carbine is what we used today. It got shot five of the Old West Guns playing cards. So there'll be two of those will go out to our winners. By the way, our winners for our Patreon monthly stuff today was Ozzy Orsborn out there, and Tina is Liberty Cat as well. So congrats to both of those. They'll get some of those cards that we they will each get one, if I can get the words out of my mouth. They will each get one of the cards that we shot during the Lawshare Pop, as well as the spent casing. And those cards are marked with the firearm and the date and all that good stuff, along with the other stuff that they've won in the drawing. So, but there'll be three that'll kind of go into the prize vault. So that's kind of cool. Slim Cowboy, I see, slid in out there somewhere. And Mr. Beaver, leave it to Beaverwood in the house out there. Slim Cowboy says, curious to hear everybody's thoughts on taking a Rossi. This is an interesting one. Thoughts on taking a Rossi ranch hand, putting a red dot, a sling on it, turn it into a car gun. I say do it, dude. Particularly if you're talking about, you know, maybe the 357 version of that, right? That could be pretty cool, man. I would try to go with a low profile red dot, but heck yeah. You know, a laser even would be cool. Kind of give you that, that'd be Chuck Connors on steroids, wouldn't it? having a lever action with the, especially if you modified it, do the modification to it like on his, where it slam fired. Sam out there is asking, how are things in my neck of the woods? Everything is fine and dandy here, sir. Waiting on some rain, thinking that it probably will eventually this week. It was supposed to, really hadn't seen much. But the cool, waiting on the cool more than anything. So, Guitar Man Pete says some ranges won't let you drop them concealed and shoot. Some ranges won't let you drop them a holster at all and shoot. And I get the whole why. Unfortunately, some cowboy says his range gripe because he took some pictures. That's horrible. Mayhem says, trade bump stocks or silencers, ? Yeah, I mean, not directly. I'm not talking about come to the table with that and say, here's what we want to do. And Meredith says, what about binary triggers? Binary triggers are not what's been being talked about, though. The bump stock is what's being demonized. So, again, broaden your thought there, Mayhem. Just broaden your thought a little bit. I'm not saying come to the table with that and tell people that, you know, it's not talking about going to the House of the Senate floor, you know, and saying, or going to whatever, an anti-gun organization and telling them that, you know, I'm talking about playing the game with that in the back of your mind. And I'm not talking about trade them in that kind of sense. And that's why I say that. Sam out there says he doesn't understand the term bump stock with firing, when the firing rate of a rifle has nothing to do with the stock. Yeah, that's the point, is you don't have to have the stock for, you don't have to have the stock for that. It simply makes it easier is all. Makes it easier to do that. And you can have that stock and not be able to do it if you don't like learn your way or whatever. Mayhem out there says, I see. Might be a good legal strategy. He'll tell Trump. Yeah, I know he's your buddy. So, yeah. When y'all are out of Mar-a-Lago, you know, playing golf, Mayhem, that, yeah, whisper that in his ear. Tell him, you know, don't tread softly. Go by that plan, and we'll get it done. That's just a wild out there thought. That's all. You know, sometimes you have to, you know, the other side, you know how the other side, they're always, every side, rather, I should say. The other side, they're going to play games and what have you, right? So, you know, we got to be thinking outside the box, and we got to be thinking long term, not short term. And you know how can we bamboozle them into doing one thing, especially now that we've got Gorsuch, right? I mean, Gorsuch, now that we've got Kavanaugh. So, and mark my words, it's going to be a hard fought battle for the Dems to get the White House back in 2020, because if Ginsburg makes it until then, I'd be surprised. And she dang sure ain't gonna make it another four, I don't think. I really don't. I was going through some research on her, speaking of her the other night, because we got Kavanaugh now. She's what, one foot in the grave and one on a banana peel. And I was looking at some of her medical history. Do you know she's had cancer like 6 times or something? That's like insane. And she's still, you know, clicking along so-so anyway. She's able to stay awake a few hours a day anyway. Guitar Man Pete says, Clover, has a video from that one, Nomad Tactical. I do not have a video from Nomad Tactical, Pete. YouTube deleted it. I will get into that. Shoot me an email, live@clovertech.com. I'm not gonna demonize YouTube for that. It's actually my fault. It had nothing to do with the video, but it did violate policy. There was some stuff in the description that I did not realize was there. And it was my, stupid move. Or I did not realize I hadn't changed it already. Put it that way. But yeah, they did delete that. And I haven't put it back up, but it is on GunStreamer. So yeah, if you want to see a cool range, go to GunStreamer and type in Nomad Tactical in a search. Should bring it up. Beaverwood out there says, do I think that Judge Kavanaugh is going to lean far right after what the Democrats did to him? I don't think he's going to lean far right. I think he is, and this is consistent. If you backed Kavanaugh because you said, hey, I believe him, he doesn't show any signs of that, that he was a menace to women or whatever, and look at his track record and look at his jurisprudence and all this other stuff. And if you look at all that and you weighed that and you believe that, then you got to believe he's not going to get in there and become a right-wing ideologue that's just out to spite the left. Okay. I don't think he's that kind of dude. I really don't. I think he's a genuine dude. That being said, I certainly think that he will pay more attention to how suits are brought forth, and if they do not have credible merit, I think that's going to work for both sides. I think he will scrutinize the actual suits more. So you will be a little bit more conservative in that, I think, in that sense. Because all of this happened to him with, people just ain't done no homework, just going on nothing, right? So somebody brings him a suit and they just can't prove crap, he ain't going that way, whether it's right or left or not. He's going to say, hey, you didn't make your case. Sorry. It's not the way it works. So, I think he may scrutinize that a little bit more. And I think that overall it may push him a little bit more, toward the Constitution. What bothered me from the beginning with him was the whole precedent thing. He's real hung up on that, and that, and he was talking about the lower courts, but he said, you always go with precedents, and if the Supreme Court said it, then that's how you have to do that. And, you have to go with precedent, blah, blah, blah. So I hope he realizes that while I understand to keep uniformity in the legal system, I understand that there's a role that precedents plays when you're on the highest court in the land. If it doesn't align with the Constitution, it needs to go bye-bye. So, hopefully it's nudged him enough that he will be slightly more conservative than what he was. I think a lot of the hang up is that he was going to be another Kennedy, right? That kind of a swing. You really didn't know how he was going to go. Hopefully this tipped him, like I said, not radical, let's be vindictive, but hopefully it tipped him enough that we don't have to worry about him now in that sense. And I am almost done. I'm almost through the chat. I can't believe it. We're like 3 minutes over. I'm not sure what Seven out there is getting at. He's like, wow, you guys make me feel lucky. I'm not real sure what that's about. Mateo jumping in out there. I hope I didn't miss anybody. He says, doubt Ginsburg's firing on all cylinders. She can't even stay awake at the State of Union address. The thing about Ginsburg's a drinker, and Scalia was a drinker, and a lot of our justices are drinkers. So this whole notion that Kavanaugh likes beer, it wouldn't surprise me if Ginsburg had a freaking cup of vodka on the bench. Let's get out of that mindset real quick. There's been justices throughout time have been drinkers. I don't want to say falling down drunks, but drinkers. And part of her thing is she's old, she's frail, and if she still drinks, you know how that works. I mean, you give some little scrawny woman or something, some liquor, and what's going to happen? I mean, it don't take much. But if she's in pain, she's 80-something years old. Like I said, health issues out the wazoo. Her health history is horrible. You know, I don't know. Maybe she drinks to ease the pain, so to speak, right? I think we got caught up. I be dang. We seem to do that week in and week out here, which is awesome. But I think we finally got caught up. I don't think I missed anybody in the chat. If I did, then I apologize. Send me an email over at liveflowertech.com. Curse me out. Tell me how horrible I am because I missed your name. That's fine. Got a couple of things on deck this week. Unfortunately, it's not going to be near what last week was, but it should be cool regardless. Friday's show, I've got I don't even remember the dude's name now, but Beach and Tactical is in the house. And they do some paracord stuff, do a few other things. And he also has, it's like Bumper Prepper Outdoors, I think, or something. It's like a YouTube channel that he does. So, Mateo says, drinking to ease the pain of debilitating liberalism. Yeah, that's entirely possible, Mateo. But anyway, we got him from Beach and Tactical in, going to talk about some of the stuff he's doing, probably not only with the, well, it's a company and the products, but then the YouTube channel as well. And Wednesday, we've got another kiddo. If I can get everything squared away, because it's another one of them difficult ones that to try to pull off. But we've got another junior competitive shooter from Africa on Wednesday. So South Africa, to be more exact. So, yeah, that should be cool. Be prepared for that. New produced video, the second one in the CloverTech Classroom series. It'll drop tomorrow. If you haven't picked up on those, then check out that Classroom series. Would love to hear your thoughts. Meredith Mayhem out there says, Backyard Pops. I did one. The Launcher Pops are every month for patrons, and then they release to the public on the following month. Every month we do those live. And then we do special things. So I'm glad Meredith brought that up. There is a public launcher pop now. Like I said, that was last month's Patreon one that is released. It released earlier today. And then the anniversary launcher pop. That is that's out as well. We did that a week or two ago. Now on Halloween night, and I'll go ahead and throw this out there. Most of you will forget, but, you know, that's okay. I'll mention it again. Halloween night, we will fire up the Mexican chimney. We will do a reading of Edgar Allan Poe's Telltale Heart. And we're going to do a jack-o'-lantern or a pumpkin pop out there. So, and pretty much decided we're going to use suppressed my Coyote rig, which is a suppressed 308 Ruger American with some Pulsar thermal vision sitting on top, I think is what we're going to use for that. But yeah, we'll have a little fun Halloween night. So, and I'll be sure to remind you guys of that. So that, and that'll be open to the public. So not a problem there. Mateo wanted to hit it on this. He says, Betty White will outlive the cockroaches in the nuclear aftermath. He was talking about, she said the secret to her longevity is drinking vodka every day. Yeah, Betty White is see something for sure. In a lot of ways, Betty White's a pretty good all around person, I think. So that's it. We're gonna bail. We will catch you later. Thanks for hanging out. Bye.